Yet again, another one of my tutorials. I hope you haven't gotten tired of them. This is part two on how to make a nice looking button that I just did part one of. Alright, just to save some, I can't upload how long this tutorial would be on YouTube. So open up GIMP again. And you can't actually see where I'm clicking. It's like a leopard. It's just like a Mac dock, pretty much. Loading, loading. You can't get bored with loading. If you do get bored, I will start making really, really crappy jokes, and you won't enjoy that. Alright, so let's go ahead and make a new template, 500 by 500. And the reason we're making these buttons so big is because you can always scale them down. Alright, so we're gonna open up the circle selector. And since this is perfectly square, the circle should also be perfectly circle. Alright, and then we will fill that in with your choice color. I'm gonna go green. I know, it's not blue, it's amazing. Once you get a good color of green. Actually, no. We're gonna make this like a green, dark green. There we go. And then fill it in with a gradient, with the darker part being down. Just like that. Alright. Then go layer, new layer, make it the same. Then take another circle and just make it so that it is just on the inside of that circle. Alright, so that's good, I think. Then we're gonna fill this in with a solid color. So now we have kind of like a button here. Then what we want to do is we want to add a highlight. So layer, new layer, let's name this highlight. There we go. And open up your circle selection tool. And we're gonna make this like that. Now take this and go foreground to transparent and change your foreground color to white. Alright, then just drag it from the top of the circle almost to the bottom, but not quite. Actually, hold on. I made that circle too big. My mistake, sorry. That's good. There we go. And that leaves us with a nice little highlight right there. And then all you have to do is, what you want to do is, you want to merge the layers together. So, on layers, don't merge the highlight yet. Just, merge down. Alright, and the highlight, make the transparency to 80%. Well, around 80%, and that'll make it look much nicer. Now, the background, you want to go filters, blur, Gaussian blur. And you just want to make this Gaussian blur very slight. Just so that you can, probably like a 10, just so that this kind of merges here. Oh, shoot, hold on. None. Filters, blur, Gaussian blur. And 10. There we go. And now you can see that that's kind of fuzzy, and you may not like fuzzy, so what you can always do is you can always just add an outline. Me, I like mine fuzzy, so. Besides, you won't be able to see it on your actual web page. And you want to take the color of the button and just make that a bit darker. And on part one, that's when we made the cool text. You can make that cool text, or you can just make normal text, and as long as it's just slightly darker, it looks nice. Like, want to make that sans bold. Alright. Then just move it. And there you have a very nice green home button with optional reflection. So, thank you for watching this tutorial, and until next time.